Fall Festival will be having a special Tejano Day Sunday. Fall Festival board member Gonzo Mariquin with his son Logan discussed Tejano Day on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Friday morning.
It's going to be on Sunday. It's going to start from 12 and it's going all the way through 6. The carnival was nice enough to stay an extra day for us for this new event. We just wanted to get the Hispanic community involved with all the events that we're doing. Okay.
Lots of fun out there, and I will be wanting you to tell us, like, when it starts, what's going to happen through the day, 12 to 6, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
And music and food and et cetera.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a real fun event. We're going to have different vendors, different people selling, you know, your normal Hispanic foods, Mexican foods, tacos, burritos, tortas, fruits, you know, a lot of stuff for the kids. Great music from, we're going to have 4 DJs with us throughout the day, so they're going to be playing a lot of the, you know, top hits that's going on in the Hispanic community in the music business.
Good. And where will people come to for this?
It's going to be at the Civic Center right there by the Coca-Cola Pavilion.
Okay.
So we're going to have a whole setup. There's going to be plenty of room for people to come out and dance and cheer and scream and do whatever they want. So.
Hey, that's great.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Our very first Tejano Day in Sulphur Springs as associated with the Fall Festival.
Yes, ma'am.
So how did the idea come up?
We're sitting here talking on one of our Monday meetings, and we just decided, you know, we needed something extra. You know, how can we get the Hispanic community involved? And we came up with the Tejano Day. And this is the first year, and we're looking forward to the next coming years to make it even bigger. So we're really excited. We got you know, people coming in from Dallas, from Mount Pleasant, from different, you know, from around the areas, you know, to the Tejano Day. And we're, like I said, we're going to be having our DJ King, which is a main DJ. He's local. He's really good. DJ Prototype, DJ Crew, and DJ Heavy J. And, you know, they play, you know, a lot of people in the Hispanic community use them around here. So we're really excited to be able to have them participate in our event this year.
Okay. And I have heard those names before. And yes, they do play, you know, private parties, private gatherings. They play now this public event, new one, Tejano Day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They travel all over, you know, to events, weddings, any kind of type of party. So we're real excited. You know, they're mixing some of the best top hits right now in the.
Okay. Well, Tejano Day is kind of a natural. And really, I don't know why we haven't thought of it before, but the time has come now.
Yes,
in Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, it has come, and like I said, we're real excited about it. And, you know, there's a lot of Hispanics in our community that, you know, that need to be, you know, come out and enjoy it and come and join us out there. And, you know, they're always out there, but, you know, there's, you know, this time we're going to have a little more, you know, special day for
specialized
everybody.
Specialized for them.
Yes,
and Sunday's a very good day for family.
Yes, ma'am. It is. You know, everybody's coming out of church. You know, they get to, you know, instead of heading to tamales or Juan Pablo's or whatever, you know, this time we get to come out and, you know, enjoy some of the authentic, you know, tacos and hot sauces and whatnot. So
okay, and see the kids, too.
Yes, ma'am. There's going to be a lot of activities for the kids. You know, they're going to have the carnival right next door. You know, they're going to have a lot of different things for them to come out and do.
KSST News.